USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency will release the distinction between those who died from COVID and those who died with COVID. She was recently asked the question and had no answer. More than 800,000 deaths linked to COVID died from the virus or other comorbidities. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Eastern Sea on Tuesday. The detection comes less than a week after Pyongyang fired what it claimed to be a hypersonic missile. Russia and the United States discuss Ukraine frictions and European security talks in Geneva with no signs the two sides had narrowed their differences. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Forced posture by the Russians in the border areas around Ukraine. If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, they can start by starting to remove some of those troops and decreasing some of that forced posture.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. The CDC has placed our neighbor to the north in a really bad category for American travelers.
If you're thinking of making a trip across the country's northern border, the CDC wants you to think again. The health agency moving Canada to the highest risk category for COVID-19. The U.S.'s northern neighbors have seen nearly 300,000 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending January 8th, a new record for the pandemic. Other countries that remain in the CDC's high risk category for COVID-19 transmission include France, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and the UK. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As tensions grow between Russia and their neighbor Ukraine, the United States is trying to de-escalate the region without much success. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta on Fox News calls Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions old techniques.
It's an old playbook that Putin is using after a number of years of watching Putin in action. He's ratcheting up the pressure. He's deploying his forces. He's making unrealistic demands regarding NATO, and he's threatening military action. That's the way he tries to bully and get his way. And I think it's particularly important for the United States and our allies to negotiate with him from a position of strength, which is to make very clear to Russia that there is a price that is going to be paid if he takes that kind of action. I think the United States and our allies can actually take some pretty strong steps against Russia. I mean, one is sanctions, which is to cut them off from the international banking system. I think using cyber to go after their infrastructure, go after their electric grid, go after their pipelines, and weaken their economy. I think in addition to that, it's important that we move, as we are, moving up additional forces in NATO to move up towards Russia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.